Hello. Yes, we're here. Lo. Ah, look at rice. Fitting me. We just saw a picture of the rice that they are selling for 40,000 naira for 50 kg bag. I was thinking about to survive in this life, in this country. We'll do vote on it. We'll do vote on Google rice.
This time,
that's hey, people that were doing it before, we were like, oh, come on, man, come on. And now we go down now.
By the time you think of school fees, think of food to eat at home, think of house rent, think of transportation.
Anyways, welcome. This podcast has no name. I'm the big one, and one of the many people that talks on this podcast. I don't even want to claim that I'm a host because I'll hold my neck. I've got Jaya in the building.
That's right. That's me. Stop it, I like it.
Looking so much like strawberry ice cream to the point that another person in the building wants to eat her up. Toby is in the building.
Can this man just hold himself to
be honest? Just allow me to talk? Can you just allow me introduce myself? This is Toby right here.
Jaya is not Baba for the girls.
AKA Baba for the women. the absolute love of the women.
Bishop Oyememe.
Ah, that is me. You can say that again.
And you can hear the voice of the one and only
You know when you get to this Igbo music, when it's playing, you get to the climax and you start hearing that
Her name alone is laughter. Her name alone is joy. Give it up for Ehi Diana. Pishamp, wow. You just heard Pishamp, Pishamp. We've got Professor X in the building. Give it up for Ben Gennes.
Yes, sir. We go.
Somebody that the governor calls a rascal, but leave it alone. And then we've got somebody else coming in on the show today.
We call him your
favorite DJ's favorite DJ. God made him a man. Music made him a god. You know, cool FM Abuja's very own DJ SD.
That sounds like a cry for help.
Because you said God, I'm trying to picture Jesus, Hercules.
Did you? Fun fact: did you know that Wednesday was actually named after Odin? Odin's Day.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thursday, guess who he was named after?
See, it's been jazz already.
Some fun facts we just thought to share with you. Okay, so we started this conversation today. You heard us talking about rice and how everybody's doing Voltron now to be able to get food to survive in this economy, because this economy is squeezing us tighter than a boa constrictor, tighter than a python. So the question now that we are asking, because a couple of minutes ago you were on air, mm-hmm. and we just rushed out and like, let's have this conversation immediately, get
That's
it
right.
recorded. Yes. Who makes more money? Is it the guys or is it the ladies? So I'm throwing the question at you guys now. Who makes more money, the guys or the ladies?
I think Toby's trying to say he makes more money.
Who?
Yeah, Toby, you do.
Toby, you make more money. Like, have you seen the kind of machine Toby drives?
What, the BM?
I mean, exactly.
Community savings. Now my community save me. Buy them for me. Contribution.
What community are you in that you bought you a BM? Stop lying.
Person will give me 1,000, give me. Person will give me 5,000.
Let me ask Biggie.
Yes.
When you're talking about women, do you mean married women or single women?
General.
Women
generally.
There is no just
because
as
I know like we will not some separate single the guys. Women make more money than married women.
I tell you, I see this woman a man.
Reason being, you know, like we married women. I can come and meet Toby for instance. Now Toby Alpha. Boss me apart from my salaries.
Anyway. Like I write my way, give you.
But Toby no go grill. But if that younger way be saying, I'm one city, Toby go quickly.
I go write my will.
Are you hearing him? So that's what I'm asking. Married or single? Because at times, the way they treat married women when it comes to money is as if it's a taboo to marry.
No, I think it's a case of the man is afraid of acid. They go bath farm acid, you understand? There's that part of the conversation going on, Abby.
Those of
you that have been doing it.
I even think some married men don't appreciate their wives getting favor from someone else, from another man. Generally. It's just something of an ego.
But apart from that, I feel women make more money than men because they will make their own plus collecting their husband's money to add to their own. So
they make more, spend less.
So she's talking about married women, right?
Yeah. Even the single ones, now they know where they collect from.
If you noticed, I was sort of slow in asking.
We collect from sugar daddies. Like
what is it? All single women.
Sugar daddies like.
Is it all single women?
Not all single women. But if you say, I may be wrong in my statistics, but if you say like 100, let's say like 70 of them, just 30.
Wow.
That would want to walk, as in.
No. But we're also forgetting that sometimes we have the. We have the fine girl privilege who sometimes work in your favor. Uh-huh. Now, there are people that
many
genuinely.
fine boy privileges
get exploited, my darling.
To ask that question. Fine boy privilege.
This is one benefactor of the Fine Boy Association of Nigeria.
Tell us. Said community gathering.
Now, waiting that fine boy privilege don't give me for the past 1 month. Compared to. This before now like this.
Just a couple of minutes
ago.
Just a
couple laugh. Of you're minutes about ago. More laugh.
They carry gift enter his office for somebody.
Why are you pointing
at gift? It's in plenty.
Amongst the gift was like half a forest. Cornflower bouquet.
Savannah forest.
Chocolates. And that's not what we need right now.
With money. For no reason.
No, you will not do any work.
You rather prefer a gift of 50 keg of oil.
Mama, I think sometimes you have to speak for yourself.
Mama. So it's money you need.
Mama, let me tell you, I'm very sure that half forest, a mini forest of bouquet, and
so sorry, why you guys are calling forest? My head is going somewhere. So
flowers.
They're trying to come from me.
Oh, yeah, saying forest.
No. The point is, only God knows the alarm that has rang on her phone.
Are you guys still talking about the best thing? Who is the best thing? Is that
before the flowers?
Before the
flowers. You guys tell me more. Who is that?
Bim bim bim.
You guys don't get. The flowers were just because it's Tuesday.
Oh, Friday
is
small.
To do anything.
Oh,
Friday
my God.
Small.
Oh, my God.
The flowers were just because it's Tuesday.
Just because she said. But me, fine boy, where did, Andy, when fine boy privilege. What he don't give you?
Boy, as I'm fine, rich, blind. Tall, full for
all. Stop it, don't allow me expose
you. How
else
they go tell me? You are so tall.
We thought those your tights that you used to wear to the...
You are so cute. I'm 6'3", 25, pure
chocolate. How does your tights you wear to the swimming pool?
We need to expose Toby.
Yes.
We need to.
He's been wearing all those short tights to the swimming pool. Let me know what the name of the place.
I said, we'll go to swimming pool. His fine boy privilege still don't work there. Let's go to jail. It was a girl that
the girl
with the worst bikini would still get fine girl privileges because
fatality. Of course
wait till they were work for another man I be fine for another man.
Okay, this is it.
She's
right.
She's gonna expose it now.
Let's have this conversation. To be honest, guys make money and women also make money. Mm-hmm. But in this generation, I would say that women actually have a lot of privileges.
Thank you.
Right? Yeah. We have to say the truth. We have to say the truth because there are certain things that, for instance, women can do and can pull off. And men, it's not like they cannot do it, but, you know, women just have a way around it.
Yeah.
Do you get? And another thing, for instance, I am speaking as a creator, as a content creator, for instance. Except if you have a very, I don't know if you're going to go with a masculine guy or, you know, with the way the world is going, you go with the other one, with a feminine guy. But if you have, you would rather want to have like, you know, a fine face behind your brand who's trying to push what you do. And what do they go for? They'll actually look for a fine girl. So fine girl privileges actually work. But please, let's not forget, there are certain places that you would think that, okay, your fine girl privileges will take you. But when you get there, 90% of the time, is that you got to use your brain. At the end of the day, it's the job. I mean, the work that speaks for itself.
So then why
let you enter?
So first let you enter. But do you notice there's this complaint about pay disparity between men and women? A lot of quote-unquote feminists who fight for women's rights always come out to say, they tend to pay men more than they pay women in the workplace. Is this true?
I don't really agree.
No. In some places, to be honest, men earn more than women. Let's not get that wrong. we also have some cases whereby women earn more. Now, with this day, this time, this age, this generation, I know that if you are saying that you are depending on one source of income, that's a pure lie. I don't even know. If that is what you are doing, I don't know how you're surviving, to be honest. But a lot of people
I have one source of income.
It's no, God. Mama, your hand is not in other things. You're not trying to push any other
God.
Business.
It's
no, so mama is God.
It's God.
Because like me now, I do
chosen.
Everything.
I am a chosen. Who are you?
Who are you? But to be honest, I do a lot of things. Like, if you call me now and say you are looking for who is going to provide you with pencils, if I can supply pencils. I supply pencils.
For somebody that wants to eat too.
I will definitely. So that's why most times when people call me and they tell me, can you do this?
Yes.
Yes. Even though in my head, I'm already calculating who I'm going to give it to. But if I give it to somebody, then this is what I do. And this is what most of the deals I have. I have deals that men come and they give me. They're like, I can't do this. But I know this person wants to do this, but you give me my cut. So I also pass on when it comes to that. That's where we have to be open. In this day and this generation and right now. Before now, I was not a hustler like this, to be honest. I'm very, you know, laid back and baby girl lifestyle-ish and stuff. It doesn't mean that I'm not like that. I'm still like that. But now, I use a lot of the hair. Like, okay, how can we get money here? Yes, yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
That's
I think I'll come for more lessons.
That's bust down. 30 inches. You know how much they sell that now?
You know what I mean, girl?
Be careful of the price.
You see what we talk?
So it is...
How much you buy this thing? Who buy them?
We can...
Guess what? So before now, like, there were... And this is what I always want to say, right? Before now, there are certain monies that initially I thought that I can never make in my life. I thought that, you know, it has to be that a man would have to give me that kind of money. But guess what? With life and God and the way things have done, like in the previous years, I've made money that, you know, I ask myself, I do this money, I make it, I can. So it means wherever I find myself, I can actually make that money.
See what we are talking about. You are still making your money, but you are still getting money from.
Oh my God.
Anybody that knows, I've seen the goodness of Jennifer.
Is you.
And I say our first day together, I saw magic and I was like, you rock. My word, more than Michael Jackson. She will scold you. Jennifer will scold you. You go send that money. You didn't play. you see their life wrong. You did mad. I was shocked. I was like, okay, dude. These things happen. Wow.
Disclaimer, that's not me.
I want to say this. So two ladies from the Cool FM Abuja team have literally made it out of the country this year, based off of hard work. I have to give it up to them for that one. No man can come and say, "Now me send them go," because I'm privileged to this kind of information. I don't know why they trust me that much to give me that kind of information. One of them was based on a seminar that she went out there based on of hard work. My sister
and
here.
That one was based on
connections. Vacation, you understand? Vacation.
She just, if now man run this thing, they're no good. They will...
No. If it's a man that is running it, right? There's a kind of lavish that you will see, run, and you will know that there's a man. There's no way that a man is going to go on a vacation with you.
I'm sorry, I have to expose this thing. When my sister went to the abroad and came back with only Gradot and chocolate.
That's the sneakers that she bought.
I bought one shoe. That's when I knew. I was hospitalized.
That's when I knew that my sister.
She bought one shoe. The shoe is dope. Lacoste shoe.
Exactly.
Dope. See, after that Lacoste shoe,
I was lucky because like, then they were running promo. And my younger brother had a certain percentage. So the promo plus the percentage, I was able to get lots of stuff.
So it was when she came back with only granite and chocolate that I knew that, man. If they send a man.
It was.
Everybody go collect. So that's how you know it's not a man.
If it was a man, she would have said, I get like three guys nice for office. One tall, well, well. That trouser go.
Exactly, and that's it. And because he wants to make you happy, he'll definitely do it.
Yeah.
So me, speaking about making people.
And I know of two people that would have benefited greatly from that question.
One, two. Yes, I'm not happy. Speaking of people who make people happy, that's Toby. That's Toby's department.
How will I make people happy when I'm not happy myself?
So for Toby. Well, I already know, but for the girls then.
Maybe you're a bad demon.
Toby used to be a cheerful giver.
Yes.
But which of the givers?
In the
All of it.
Before we born life.
So all of it. Know which of them.
No, Toby used to be a cheerful giver for, you know,
the
other room as a Makanaki, as an Academos.
Wow.
And then he used to also be very, very generous via the pocket. But you see, our local. Happened. Oh. You understand? So my brother now is more
chosen.
He's more generous in the other room.
The other side.
That's why he's a chosen.
He's even angry but the other room.
So basically, yes, women tend to make more money because, you know, there are lots of things that actually favor us. But please don't forget that there are also times whereby you don't make money because you don't agree to certain things.
Yeah.
Now, you can be a fine girl and that can be a motivation and that can also be bad luck. Bad luck in the sense that you go into establishments. I mean, I was having a conversation today and I was laughing about it. I'm like, see, there are times when I have meetings and I know that, okay, because of the meetings and I really want to secure these gigs or I want to secure these deals. See, I can wear buhu. You know what buhu is? Like a sack. I can wear a sack from head to toe. Most times, one of the reasons why I do that is because so that when I go there, you're not going to look at me and the first thing you're looking at is my body. You know that same thing that Thames has been trying to run away from and, you know, finally
but,
say
but Thames, though, she can't run.
She can't run. She can run, but she can't hide.
We can see it from the front.
Do you understand?
It's very credit.
So sometimes, because of the fact that you're a girl, you also have those advances. So what would you do when that comes? There are gigs I know that they will not give you because of the fact that, you know, you refuse to like manager. Be manager is like, yeah, be the person that wants to give you the job, and it's okay.
Do you remember that that guy in the aviation industry that I had put you and LFEZ on to go and market Cool FM Abuja to?
I remember.
And I had left her with the job and I'd gone to Lagos for a meeting of programs managers. And she now calls me and tells me that the man said, I like your proposal, but let's meet at...
Yeah, a guest house.
At
know?
A guest
let's
house.
Let's run it.
Immediately. I told her to enter the next vehicle and start coming back. We don't need your money. So I understand where what she's talking about. However, as a woman or as women, two beautiful women that we have here with us, because I remember when I asked this question while we were in the studio, in the live studio, I had asked Jennifer, I was like, who makes more money? Is it the guys or the girls? And she just unconsciously said the guys. You should have seen DJ SD's face.
I had to say the guys
no,
because
hold on. I want to hear SD's thoughts. What was on your mind at that point in time?
Brother, I don't see.
This guy don't so now. I should not fight.
I don't see. I can't even see. What's in my eyes? No. See, mama, no fit.
Even the five boy, it don't work.
It don't work.
Exactly.
But wait, that's time me told me, me told me coach.
And this is why. And this is why I said my next life. I'm coming as a woman.
Oh.
No BBL. No BBL. Nothing.
Just no BBL.
But you see that nyansha go get. He must day.
Why because, would they say we come next one? We want the man.
No. I don't see. Even for my profession as a DJ, I don't see. It gets somebody where we say, don't stand up. Like, this person just started this thing as a DJ. And
we I'm know, telling we, you, we already know your earning, name. We already know your earning, name, girl. We know your name, girl.
See, job where man will give me for 40,000,
mm-hmm.
he can give a lady for 400,000.
Mm.
And it happens.
And you are telling me if I'm coming to this life, I still want to be a DJ but a female.
With a banging body.
And be good at what you do. Because,
you understand?
Because I'm imagining SD as a babe.
You don't even have to be.
You'll be
good
a very fine girl, though.
Fine girl, but you ain't going to like crackers, biscuits. Go
yeah,
flat.
Go
no,
flat.
That's why we say with a very banging
no,
body.
No, you don't get that. If I did wear them, born, I'm going to wear more than me.
So, yes, guys make money, women make money, but if we want to look at it,
women make money.
Women make money.
Yeah,
I mean,
they make more for me. They make more.
Sometimes I'm not even saying sometimes because I've met, no, I've actually met that to suffer.
Just because she's alive,
you give her some Mr. Macaroni vibes.
Just because
she's fine, you give her money. Men do it. Yeah. They see a fine girl and be like, you are too fine to pay for this.
Will tell me now that,
But hold on. The way you guys are standing or saying this thing, I met someone who told me that from a man's perspective, that men derive pleasure.
Yes, we do.
Taking care of their women.
Yes, we do.
Giving them if they have.
Yes, we do.
So, you see, you can't actually put it on us. It's your desire.
We're not saying it's bad.
Back to the question, who makes more money?
So we're not saying it's bad.
From you, from Dash...
But at the same time, even a fellow woman like you can dash me.
It's good. But you won't look me for my tutu eyes. Tell me, say, only one man they dash your money.
Right now, ladies. Wait, is it right now?
I know girls who dash.
No, but like you,
they call me man. That's why they say me that will be hustler. They know they won't give me. The ones that will even answer me, they'll say,
hey, madam, if I give you, wait till your husband.
No, but you say I should give you. I have only one man that's dashing money right now.
Hold up. You said money right
now.
But is this a normal thing?
No.
How do you mean?
Is it a normal thing for only one man to be dashing you money? Be real.
It depends. It's very on Jenny. It's not my fault that you're liking me and you're deciding to show yourself. I'm not even saying your papa. Now you want to show me, say you be who you be.
The same thing we are talking about. It's not my fault that you want to brag.
Exactly.
You're right.
But you know, I try my best.
These are the issues.
Yeah, I try my best. What does that even mean?
Yaleke is a fine babes. Babies.
No. So yes,
I mean, y'all need to know the Jennifer we're talking to is like pretty much the should I use the term, the template for the Nigerian fine girl?
Yes.
We see her as the template for the Nigerian fine girl that receives fine girl benefits.
Yes.
Which is why we brought her on this conversation to find
out. Not like us that don't receive fine girl benefits. We have everything.
Mama, calm down. I want to ask you now, Mama. Before you became a married woman.
Now this mama in that they deceive me. Before
you became a married woman, were you receiving fine girl benefits?
No.
Plenty.
Mama, why they lie? Mama, why they lie?
Plenty.
Not like that. For real. Right from when I did single, I don't always tell myself, say, babe, hustle.
But don't you have those?
From that soul sister time, Mama.
She did not say not at all. She said not like that. SD, man, don't just look you. Just say, take money.
Why?
Never.
I don't go even for that. What you need for ritual? But it's all unusual.
Oh never. My goodness.
Benga has been quiet in the background.
That is so
He's
sad.
He's been gathering the bump for release.
Benga, the floor is yours.
Go. So, again, let me now come from the aspect of the ladies.
I think
sometimes, guys too, sometimes enjoy fine boy privileges too.
Exactly.
I've been where, at least, I have some guy in this studio that will just sit and say, I'm hungry. And somebody has ordered
the babies.
I'm talking about 15k spaghetti.
Who be this person?
Wait, is it
our favorite Yoruba demo?
Exactly, my
friend. Why are you making it like 15k is very expensive spaghetti? But anyway, go on.
You understand my point, you understand my context. But
I just said that.
Repeat it so that we can hear it.
No, I was like. like, he said, I mean, the other 15K spaghetti. So I'm like, why is he making it sound like 15K is big to spaghetti? Like,
right. So, ladies and gentlemen, she just...
15K is big for us. No, exactly. Okay, 15K is very...
No, collaborate.
It is very massive. We can collaborate and do 15K. Oh, Jenny, are you going to cook for us for free tomorrow?
But that... No, but that happens... See, it doesn't happen on the same frequency as fine girl privileges. So it's not like guys don't enjoy it at all. Even DJSD here, of course, you will have one or two ladies that don't look at you.
No, DJSD is only.
It's different. Sometimes, for guys,
yeah,
majority of the times, it's not financially. I mean, we're talking about money, right?
SD,
it's not financially. Fine boy privilege. It's not money.
I get that part.
SD. Don't let me expose you. I've seen some things. So.
Talk up.
SD used to give you money, as a fine boy that you are.
Say it.
SD used to collect money as fine boy privilege.
iPhone. At least I don't see two where they don't dash SD.
Exactly.
Nah, lie.
SD, you know.
Nah, lie.
You are speechless.
SD, you don't tell me.
Nah, lie. Answer me. Is it a lie?
I beg for where?
Have they dashed you iPhone 2 times or not? And a woman, yes or no?
So now they do things, so now don't tell me.
Bro, don't worry.
These things, they happen, see, we don't know.
That's why I said man don't ever dash you. I did not say woman don't ever. I purposely have you in this place because SD himself is a fine boy. Although you have to give it to SD, he's a hard worker. He's a hard worker. You have to give it to him.
Yes.
This, and one thing that's given me joy on this pod is we've both identified that both a lady and a guy having the fine boy privileges can also be hard workers.
No, yes. No, this is what I was trying to say earlier. That's what I was trying to say earlier. Regardless of your fine boy or fine girl, for me, working as a girl, you have to, there are people that even believe that, oh no, if you get anything, so it's because you've slept with the person. Fine and good. Let's imagine you even slept with the person. Do you know, for you to even execute and to be on that table, your brain has to work.
Yeah.
It's the way Toby's laughing.
Which brain they work?
Toby, by being on the table, they mean work. It's not the one that you said you did with somebody.
No, that's not the table we're talking about, Toby. So regardless of anything, fine girl, low, no fine girl, low.
Toby's a very hard worker.
Oh, man, this episode is wild, though.
It is.
Is a hard... Who makes more money, male or female?
Come in.
And we have somebody that can actually break it down.
Male or female, who makes more money?
Yes, Kimberly.
This question is a little... What's the context to this making money?
Money. Just
who
making
makes money.
Money?
Man or a woman?
The thing is, men make money.
How? Thank you.
More?
Explain.
The patriarchy. Men have been working for eons before we came into the generation of liberation and gender equality and parity, where women started clamoring for pay. Once upon a time, women were not earning a nickel for putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
All the housework women they do, how many pay did they get?
But for
productive
now,
manner.
Now, uncle, this.
And fine girl privilege.
Wait, generation.
Yes.
Who they make more money?
Is it the money that they make from the men that they spend in that?
All of them.
I don't know. See, so forget about these people trying to. Forget about these people trying to.
You see her eyes? You see her pussy cat eyes? You see? She wants to expose herself. Did you catch that eyes?
Yeah.
Forget about the people trying to influence
you. I want to understand what is going on. That women making money because I'm not making enough. So I need to know where to start.
That was Kimberly also jumping in on this. Anyways, we're about to wrap this up right now. I was going to ask Jennifer for a parting shot. And that parting shot is to let the guys know, how do we up our game in making this money? Because apparently we like to make you guys feel good, whether we like it or not.
You want to
how am I supposed to give this advice to the guys?
These ad guys to the guys.
These ad guys to the guys.
Well, I will just have to say that whatever craft you're doing, you just have to put an extra effort because you're a man. Unfortunately, some of the benefits might not benefit you, but you just have to keep doing what you got to do because for a man, unlike a woman, I mean, we all expect to be at the bosom of some man one day. But for the men, you know that you're definitely carrying somebody with you alongside. So it means that you're not just struggling for yourself, but you're also struggling for an additional. So that alone should fuel you to want to go all out.
So this whole talk about what a man can do, a woman can do better doesn't apply to money.
When it comes to that, sometimes I'll tell you that what a man can do, a woman cannot do that. Trust me.
Sometimes.
Yeah, because... some things that some people do for money, trust me.
Times.
people go all out for money. You know, now we're just talking about the money. Thinking about this, this is quite deep because if you're looking at it, there are people that go all out for this money. Mm-hmm. Like, they do the craziest things for money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, standing outside by 1 a.m. No, I mean,
say that again. Don't do that.
The arm robber that are attacking in the night are doing what? They are not standing, they are moving about in the night. Hello?
So, that's that. I mean, you have to hustle regardless. And for the ladies, I mean, you still have to hustle. Just because you're a fine girl does not mean that things are going to fall on your lap. That's a lie. Don't let anybody tell you that. You can be a fine girl, be posting 70 pictures on yours. It doesn't mean that's every good thing. Except if, you know, the good things we're talking about are people that are giving you money because they want to sleep with you. And trust me, if you're going to go like that, my darling, do you know how many people you're going to sleep with? The entire Abuja is going to
go. They will scatter your nyan.
They will finish you.
They will
from point
your
A to point B. When you're passing, they say, you see that girl? I don't run out. So what I'm trying to say is that, please, despite the fact that you're a fine girl, it doesn't mean that, I mean, that's it. What is in your head? What plans do you have for your life? What are you planning for? What are you doing? How are you trying to earn more money for yourself? Apart from the extra monies that will come, what can you do? If today that same person that's giving you that money is taken out of the equation, can you stand? Can you survive? Most times as women, what we do is we go all out. We adopt lifestyles that we know that we cannot sustain. Mm-hmm. That becomes an issue. So you start struggling left, right, center. Do what works for you. Don't let nobody pressure you into these selling things. Because I see our women going to Dubai, you know, doing poti and all of that. And I heard that they pay like $30,000 for something like that. But to be honest, $30,000 with an illness that only God will know what you have. I mean, it's crazy.
And for people that don't know what poti is,
it's the act of eating poop from somebody. It could be directly or it could be in a plate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're going to eat that and they're going to give you money. It's actually a fetish thing that people do. So please, just do the best that you can. If you're not making money now, let me say this right. There's one thing that before now I used to think, and I want to just say this from the heart of my heart. My darling, you see that money that is in your head? You see that figure, those figures that seem like impossible, that, you know, it feels like it's only one person that can give you. Do you know that your hard work can give you? Right now, what I'm saying might not make so much sense to you, but when you start making that money, but mind you, that money will not just fall on your lap. You have to work for it. There is nobody that will tell you that they've made it in life that they haven't worked. Yes, some of them have even gone through the dirty corners of life just because they want to get there, but they had to put some work. So that craft that you have, build on it. And once you know your value, add tax to it.
This thing you are saying does not apply to this generation. My Snapchat is saying otherwise.
Peace!
See? My Snapchat is saying otherwise.
It's okay.
Have you seen Snapchat now?
Off your mic. You know what? This podcast has no name. This is where we wrap it up. Thank you so much. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Entertainment.